I think we've had an ongoing battle in some small areas to have RTE coverage in Inishowen and beyond. And when I raised that issue, I was hoping that in the changeover to the digital, that the upgrading works that were being taking place on a cross-border basis would ensure that the new technology or the boosted technology would accommodate the people that were currently without a reception. Indeed, some people had gone to different lengths to ensure that they could get an RTE picture, and they were worried that now that we were moving towards a new system that maybe their money was wasted. But in the last number of months there has been an added problem for people, particularly along the Foyle area, but not exclusively along the Foyle area, where their picture has gone completely snowy for BBC and UTV. Now, when I contacted the RTE authorities, they were saying that they weren't aware that there was any problem in the area for any channel, but it wasn't probably their problem because it would be the responsibility of the Northern authorities.
So, well, with that being said, I suppose it remains to be seen, does it not, that what impact the digital switchover on both sides of the border, and both are adopting different technology, how that can be fashioned to ensure people get a decent reception.
Well, that's why, first of all, the Minister in the Republic, Eamon Ryan, has done a memorandum of mutual understanding between the two countries, the two jurisdictions, to ensure that there is cooperation to try and maximise the television coverage for both sides, for both RTE getting into the north and for the services right into Donegal and beyond. But the difficulty currently would seem to be that no one knows what's causing this particular difficulty, because when I got onto the area that would be responsible for BBC and UTV in the north, they were saying that they've checked their transmitters at Limavady, at Derry and at Strabane, and they have no outages, they have no difficulty. So they have thrown it back that they will check it again, but they believe that it could be the work that's going on with RTE at the moment.
But the reality is there is no onus on either responsible authority on either side of the border to ensure pictures travel across the border, if you like. Surely then RTE and the government should be looking at carrying the English channels in the new digital setup.
Well, my issue at the moment is determining what is the cause of this particular difficulty. Each side is saying, I don't think it's my problem, but I'll check. And when I determine as to what the problem exactly is at the moment, then we can decide what the solution needs to be. Currently, it seems to be a mystery at the moment. We have sunshine outside and snow inside on our pictures, and we do need a better picture and a fuller picture to decide what the resolution of this problem is.